USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former Vice President Mike Pence is ready to join the already crowded Republican field running for president in 2024. Pence filed the paperwork to enter the race today. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum are also expected to officially announce their bids this week. Former President Trump's lawyers met with Justice Department officials today regarding a special counsel investigation into alleged mishandling of classified documents and possible obstruction. Trump's team requested the meeting, citing prosecutorial misconduct concerns. House Oversight Chairman Republican James Comer is moving forward with holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. This follows the FBI's refusal to provide an unclassified document regarding President Biden's alleged involvement in a criminal bribery scheme.
The confidential human source who provided information about then Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is a trusted, highly credible informant who has been used by the FBI for over 10 years and has been paid over six figures.
Despite the FBI's offer to review the document in a secure area on Capitol Hill, Comer maintains that the Bureau is non-compliant with the subpoena. Saudi Arabia, the largest oil producer in OPEC, is reducing its daily oil production by a million barrels this summer. That's expected to drive up gas prices here in the U.S. One presidential candidate is getting welcome back on a social media platform.
The personal account of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is getting reinstated by Instagram. Kennedy, a 2024 Democratic candidate for the White House, was removed 3 years ago for repeatedly posting COVID misinformation. Instagram said his account shared, quote, debunked claims about the coronavirus or vaccines. Meta, the parent company of Instagram, has not restored the account of Kennedy's organization. Children's Health Defense was also suspended for spreading COVID myths. I'm Jerry Varmash.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Apple's stock soared to an all-time high today following the launch of its own mixed reality headset. The company unveiled updates and new products at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Throughout Monday's session, Apple's shares surged by 1.5% on Wall Street. Year to date, the company's stock has risen over 39%. A suburban Salt Lake City parent has done a bit of a turnabout when it comes to his local school district banning some books for kids.
The parent followed the procedure set up by the Davis School District to flag a book it should consider banning, noting the objectionable material. The parent found a book filled with sin, like adultery and violence, and the district agreed. So it's removed the Holy Bible from elementary and middle schools while keeping it in the libraries at high schools. And now another parent has submitted for possible banning the Book of Mormon, the bedrock of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the faith of most people in Utah. I'm Richard Johnson.
Spotify is implementing a workforce reduction of 200 employees within its podcasting team. The company stated in an internal communication that this move is part of a strategic pivot aimed at enhancing its support for creators. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse claimed the top spot at the box office, earning $120.5 million in its opening weekend. The latest installment of the Spider-Man franchise achieved the second highest debut of the year, just behind the Super Mario Brothers movie. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.